so that we'll spend on this. The last thing, all I've got is a list of possible things to talk about here, but it doesn't, it just guides us. One of the things that visitors to Roswell see is the historic buildings and places. Do you know much about them? Did you, have you been there, and what can you tell us about them?
I know where they are, and I've been there. What else I can tell you that's important, I don't know. Maybe you do.
Well, I think a lot of the places we actually knew, the people who lived there, had, like at Barrington Hall, had gone with Jay Setz, had lunch there. Knew Miss personally, you know, to speak to. Same way with other places. Probably we didn't appreciate them as much then as we do now, because since the Historical Society has gone in and helped renovate and exposed it to new people. And but you know, when you're living in an area, you just, it's just home. You just take things for granted. It's not like, you know, this is a great house or this is that or the other. It's just home.
Mm-hmm. The Smith House, you know, it covered a lot of, well, you know, the Smith House used to go all the way, the property where the City Hall is now. That all used to be the Smith property. And they're having a reunion or celebration at Barrington or Bullock. One, celebrating the 33 slaves that used to work there within the near future, the next few days, I noticed in the paper.
Yeah, that's interesting. That they're, I think people are making something out of the African-American community that's been here for quite a while. Reach out, we've spoken to some of the people from that community. What about shopping in Roswell? Now, you mentioned Roswell store, the general store.
Yeah, that's a funny subject. Sandra, when we got married and had started having kids, we're talking about, what, in the 60s probably. She had to go to Sandy Springs to grocery shop. There wasn't a grocery store up there. And then the Reeves supermarket came along. And she used to say, you know, I've got to go all the way to Sandy Springs to buy groceries, and I've got to go all the way to Perimeter Mall to buy.
Well, it wasn't Perimeter then.
Huh?
It wasn't Perimeter then. It was something else.
What was it?
Was it called Perimeter then?
Yeah. It was Perimeter Mall, and I've got to go over there. And I told her, I said, Sandra, when you get up into Roswell, everything that you want, and you go into Roswell and buy it, the traffic will be so bad you can't get there. And that's become an everyday existence. Yeah, you know, we got everything up here practically, if you can just get to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was specialty items for babies that, you know, you had to go to Sandy Spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, most everything you had to go.
Well, a lot, yeah. They didn't carry a lot of things.
So the malls around are not just things from the immediate past, but people have been using malls like Perimeter for a long time here in Roswell for what they need.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you had to go. We went to Atlanta mostly to buy things. I mean, it was not like malls as they are today.
Use downtown Riches and Davidson's and all of that, you know, mm-hmm. back then, where